All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Always great to have friend of the show, Ozzy Smith, back on the show, along with Ali Wells, who's the Gateway PGA Executive Director. I love this. Andrew, the consummate producer, always gives me a one sheet, and it says, Ozzy Smith, comma, Cardinals Hall of Fame shortstop. Well, thank you. Thank you for that information. Good to see you, Oz. How you been?
All right, Dave. How you doing?
Doing well. Ali, everything good?
Everything great. Thank you.
Yeah, fantastic. Good to see you again. So we have the 15th annual Ozzy and Friends Pro-Am coming up at St. Albans. The gala, however you say that, is going to be October 6th. The Pro-Am tournament is October 7th. We'll be talking about that and all things Gateway PGA. So, Ali, why don't you kick it off and tell us about the event? Then we'll maybe talk some baseball later.
Sure, I'll give some high-level details, and then I'm sure Ozzy has a few surprises he might want to talk about.
But nice.
15th Annual Gala and Pro-Am. It's a two-day event. It's certainly the signature event for the Gateway PGA and the PGA Reach Gateway Foundation, largest fundraiser of the year, and we always have a whole lot of fun. Ozzy brings some special guests. We raise a little bit of money for PGA Reach Gateway, and we get to be, as an audience, a fly on the wall for some really cool conversations that Ozzy gets to have with some of his special guests. So this year's theme is Whitey Ball, and I'll let Ozzy take it over from here.
Well, you know, when Whitey passed away, they had the service form out in Chesterfield there, and I just felt that it wasn't celebration enough of his life and the impact that he had here in this city and on all the guys that had the opportunity to play for him and spend time with him, one of the greatest baseball minds that that the world has ever seen. And so this year I decided that it would probably make more sense to honor him or celebrate his life by having all of the guys get together and come back, and everybody that I've phoned, from Terry Pendleton to Jack Clark to Vince Coleman to Willie McGee, will all be here to sit down and celebrate a life that well, he touched a lot of lives, and especially ours, you know, because of the success and stuff that we had here in the 80s. And should be a fun evening, October 6th at the Ritz. And we're just going to have fun enjoying stories of Whitey Herzog. I've gotten Bob Costas has sent video and stuff that I'm going to use. You know, so we're going through the process now of editing all of that stuff and putting it all together.
That's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It's pretty cool, you know. So this is the 15th year, as she mentioned, and I don't know where the time went.
Yeah, tell me about it.
But, you know, this all started for me. Growing up in Southern California, I never experienced I've never held a golf club. And I saw this as a great way to introduce to young kids not only the game of golf, but the business of golf. it's another way out. You know, it's always been baseball, basketball, or football and stuff. And I saw this as another avenue by which kids could glam on and maybe find that one thing that they might be passionate about. And
yeah.
And we know that if a kid finds that thing that he's passionate about when he's young, he'll never work a day in his life.
That's right.
You know, so we've been hard at it. My long-range goal has always been to build a 9-hole multi-recreational facility across the street from Herbert Hoover's Boys Club that would give the kids the opportunity to go out and experience what the game of golf was all about, while at the same time learning the business.
That's
as
great.
Well.
I was thinking about if I had it to do over with my kids will be are 29 and 19, what would I do different? And I thought I would insist on them learning a few things they didn't learn.
Right.
And golf is one of those things. I'd like mm-hmm. five things, like a foreign language. You have to be mm-hmm. able to throw a baseball. You can't
That's
be
right.
that guy. Mm-hmm. But golf, you learn, as I learned back during my legal career, is so important just business, politics, mm-hmm. and as you know, when you get into a foursome, it reshuffles.
That's right.
The lowest guy in the totem pole that can get off the tee is suddenly the man, right?
Yeah, so true. And you know, for me, it's just been one of those things that I enjoy hanging out with my friends. I enjoy doing business things. It's just created and given me so much more to enjoy in life. And
yeah.
You know, all I have to do is hit one good ball and
that brings you back.
Bring me back. And
let's talk just a bit more about Whitey. I was able to meet him a couple times and spend some time with them. So you would have been a Hall of Famer had I been your coach. But what did Whitey add to your game?
Well, you know, one of the important things that I think is overlooked is sometimes you overcoach, you overmanage, micromanage. He wasn't one of those people. He was one of those people that gave you the opportunity to go out and do what you love to do. You know, we had two rules, be on time and give 100%. You know, you got to run it out. And if you can't abide by those type of rules, then you probably shouldn't be there. I think the other thing that made him special was that he could get along with people. He could read people. And that's why his teams were all so effective. You can have the most talented people in the world, but if the personalities don't blend, you don't have success. I think most of his success came because he knew the people that he needed. He knew their personalities, and he knew that the group of guys that would get along. And if there was somebody in this group that didn't fit in, he wasn't around long. You know, so finding that bad apple and being able to do that, and he was able to do that pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say just he, but I think all great managers have that ability to figure out who fits and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm. We were talking before we went on air about the modern day, all of the numbers and the statistics and the velos and the this and the that. And I'm sure in some ways you're glad that you got to play pre all of that. You got to just play.
I did. And, you know, we came from an era where it was you see ball, you hit ball, because the body reacts to what it sees. And if you have good athletic ability, like most of the guys do to come to the big leagues, you know, then you just let them go out and play. You know, guys like Mason Wynn, for instance, you know, good young player. People say, well, what do you tell him? What do you mean, what I tell him? You know, you just let him go out and do his thing, find out what that thing he's not consistent at, and maybe work with him on that. But other than that, you're going to do nothing but confuse him. And I certainly don't want to do that. And I think that he proved this year, he along with Jordan Walker, I think are two of the young prospects in this organization that – now it's just a matter of allowing them to go out and do what they're capable of doing. And don't, with Walker, you know, sending them up and down, I think, is one of the things that can hurt a young player if you're not careful. He's strong enough, fortunate enough that he's strong enough to mentally to be able to deal with it. And I think he's showing that here at the end of the year.
Mason reminds a lot of people of you. Does he remind you of you?
Well, he reminds me a lot of Gary Templeton, who I got traded for. A true 5-2 player. He had great arm, great speed, could hit with power, hit for average. He gives you all of the things that you're looking for. He runs the ball out. You know, he plays the game the way the game should be played. And, you know, one of the most outstanding statistics on him this year was, you know, his ability to hit with two strikes. You know, that's important, you know, and those are the type of people that you're looking for. And hopefully you can get a group of guys like that. If you can get three or four guys like that, life is a lot easier for a manager.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I knew Mason was going to be okay the first year when he was struggling based on that stare of his. Mm-hmm. When he's looking at the, I mean,
oh, yeah.
You knew he was going to figure it out.
He'd figure it out. You know, and sometimes it takes a little longer to figure it out. But once he does, then, you know, it goes out and you play the game the way the game's supposed to be played. And he does that.
So I've never asked you this. I've never heard anyone ask you this because you are synonymous with, I don't think perfection is too strong of a word, but you had to have gone through times in your career early on, later on, when you were struggling. Do you remember any of those times and how you got through it?
Well, you know, I came to the big leagues notably as a defensive player. And so I had to learn the art of hitting here against the likes of Nolan Ryan, Fergie Jenkins, Tom Seaver, Jerry Kuzman, Steve Carlton. People said, well, who's the toughest? Well, take your pick, you know. So, but my defensive prowess allowed me to remain at the big league level to learn the art of hitting. You know, so, yeah, there were a lot of struggles and stuff. But I was a contact guy. So I knew that I could put the ball in play, and it's just learning where my hand should be when I do this. I can remember early on in my career when I was with the Padres, I asked a hitting instructor, I said, well, if I want to hit the ball up the middle, where should my hands be? He said, oh, don't worry about that. Just aim up the middle. So it wasn't until I came here to the Cardinals that, you know, I started getting an understanding of what it was that I was trying to do, you know, because anytime you're not a power hitter and you hit a fly ball, they go, oh, he's trying to hit a home run. No, I'm not. I'm not trying to hit a home run. It's just learning to stay on top of the ball. And it was those little things that I learned when I got here that made me a better hitter. Keeping the ball out of the air. You know, one of the things that Whitey did was said, for every ground ball you hit, I'll give you a dollar. For every fly ball, you give me a dollar. So it's incentives like that that I think that made him special. It made me work harder. It made me concentrate on staying on top of the ball rather than getting underneath the ball. And it all worked out. Now, it took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And I tell young people all the time that no success comes without some blood, some sweat, and tears.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta put in the work. You know, there has to be calluses. There has to be countless hours of not being able to sleep and dealing with it. I had to, you know, I built a batting cage in my basement, you know. So I worked at it. It wasn't something that just came to me. You know, I put in the time and the hours. And when I finally finished my career, I was very proud of what I was able to accomplish because I know of all the hard work that it took to get to where I ultimately,
it's hard to make things look easy.
It's hard,
right?
It's hard. You know, some things came. You know, defensively, I didn't have to think a whole lot, and I don't like thinking a whole lot when I'm operating. You operate in your subconscious mind. I mean, you get to the most success out of just letting it happen. And fortunate for me, from a defensive standpoint, I just kind of let it happen. I just did what I did naturally, and didn't clog my brain with a lot of velo this and double step this way, that way, whatever. You know, I just reacted to the ball, and I reacted to the ball because I took so many ground balls. I had a pretty good idea what it was going to do.
Yeah. That, of course, is the great Ozzie Smith here with Ali Wells, who is the Gateway PGA Executive Director. Coming up on the 15th of, I'm sorry, this is the 15th annual. Coming up on the 7th of October is the Pro-Am at St. Albans. What may be of even more interest to you is the night before, the gala at the Ritz-Carlton, October 6th. And a lot of Ozzie's teammates are going to be there to honor Whitey Herzog. So final question about the Cardinals, the obvious one that, you know, we're in an interesting point right now, and looks like we'll pull out a winning season, but not a great season, and the fans are showing their displeasure. Any advice, any thoughts?
No, it's, you know, we're at a place that in this town you're not used to being. You know, the lifeline of the organization has always been their minor league system, and we've got to get the minor league system back to where, when you think about it, in the 80s, we always had someone who came up at the end of the year to give you that shot in the arm, you know, when you needed that spark, you know, from Vince Coleman to Andy Van Slyke. It's the one thing that you've got to do. You got to build it back. And I'm just hoping that they're able to do it, and it doesn't take very long.
Yeah. Ali, anything else we need to tell the people about the upcoming Pro-Am?
Open to everyone, and you can buy tickets still, OzzieSmithGolf.com. We'd love to have you. We have plenty of room at the Ritz. Thank you for supporting PGA Reach Gateway Foundation, and again, OzzieSmithGolf.com. is where you can go to buy tickets.
Excellent. Good to see you. As always, good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
223 DGS. It's always good to see Oz. I've known him for years now, and he is just he's just a nice guy.
Super nice.
Yeah, he really is.
Just fun to be around. Like, I just, the whole interview, I was just over here smiling because I'm like, that's Ozzie Smith. He's so cool.
If he ever gets overwhelmed by fans or the fame, I've never seen it.
That's really cool.
And I've been with him a bunch with fans, and I've never once, he's never rolled his eyes. He's never made a face. He just, he greets every single person like he couldn't be happier to meet you.
Really cool.
Yeah, very cool. Let's talk a little bit about this consciousness thing.
Okay, yeah, I saw this, I actually saw this on the Daily Mail. Scientists say that human consciousness actually comes from another dimension. And it's not just brain activity, it's coming from a totally different place. Let me see here, I'm getting lost. So they've
been
in
another dimension.
Yeah, I traveled to where my consciousness is coming from. So basically, like, when I saw the headline for this, I was like, this makes total sense because, you know, you might not be the most like spiritual or religious person, but it just, there's obviously something else going on with humans than there is with animals or like plant life or something. There's a little extra something, something that we have going on. It's not a huge surprise to me that something could be coming from another dimension or another area entirely to give us the spirituality or the consciousness that we have now. So apparently it ties into string theory. And as the strings vibrate, they produce effects in multiple unseen dimensions that give rise to all the particles and forces that we can observe. And yeah, it's a theory of hyperdimensionality. So take from that what you will.
Well, as you know, I'm an agnostic, but every single one to a person, there's not one that doesn't fit into this category. Every single smart scientist, neuroscientists, brain surgeons, people who do nothing, philosophers, but study consciousness, not one of them can tell you how we have consciousness. Mm-hmm. None of them.
And it's coming from something that we cannot physically observe.
Yeah. So when you say multiple, I mean, we mathematically, we pretty much know that there are other dimensions, although we have not fully experienced one yet or documented one yet. But we know mathematically, scientifically, that there probably are more than three dimensions. It makes as much sense as anything else. Here's another weird one for you. There's something, you have living cells, and then when you die, you have dead cells, right? They've discovered something called a third phase, which is after a human body dies, or I guess any living body dies, the cells, as you already knew, went through the process of decomposition and such. But what they have found is that the cells don't know they're dead, and they can perform functions. And they think this could be a way to treat cancer and all sorts of things, is if we can use this third phase of quote-unquote dead cells to affect living cells.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I wonder how that maybe I sound really stupid, but I wonder how that ties in with, like, organ donation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was kind of how stem cells worked initially. I thought it was the use of, like, dead cells to repair living ones. Boy, I feel very stupid.
Well, no, because, like with your mom, when they do the hero's walk, she was alive.
Yeah.
And so they take that organ and quickly put it, you know, before the process. Now I'm spitballing too.
We're all speaking a little bit above our pay grade at this point.
Yeah, I realize I was saying it so authoritatively. but this is different in that dead cells, this person's been gone for a while, still have this sort of activity.
Oh.
And so they think that there's now this third phase, living, dead, and whatever this is.
Wow.
That we might be able to manipulate to our favor.
That could change everything.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 232. Rachel's back from Japan. Wheeler's gone. He will be back on Wednesday. I think Amy's back tomorrow. So by Wednesday, we have the full team back.
Mm-hmm. And they're all in Japan, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hanging out with Amy the whole time. I left that out of my recap earlier.
I mean, I've been on vacation, but for you personally, how weird is it not doing the show?
It's strange. You know,
Do you find yourself like thinking of topics and things like that?
Yeah. And mostly it's like going through the little routine on your phone of finding show prep. Like I have several apps that I use to find different stories and I would open them and then I would go, oh, I don't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a strange feeling. I felt pretty out of the loop. I wasn't following the news super closely whenever I was gone. Obviously, with the attempted assassination, I paid attention to that. But little things here and there, like, I've just missed. So that's weird because on a normal day, it's like you're taking in as much as you possibly can.
Is there much English news in Japan?
No, they're NHK is like their big news channel, and they do like English dubbed thing every once in a while. They did have at a couple of the hotels, they had CNN, which was nice, but it was weird.
Feel kind of at home.
Yeah, it was weird though, because it would be like the night stuff here would play in the morning there. Mm-hmm. So it was all mixed up and kind of odd. But
how much did you listen to the show?
Not at all. Sorry. Not this trip.
Can I do my impression of Wheeler in Japan?
Sure.
Arigato!
Yep.
That's what he'd be
That's
like.
That's about how it would go.
That's what he'd be like if he was there.
I did imagine Wheeler in Japan quite a few times, and it was funny.
Were people just stare at him?
Probably, because he is quite loud. I mean, nobody's screaming, "Let's go," in Japan. So he would,
and
I
very
think,
white.
Have, I think he would have the hardest time out of all of us, like, acclimating to the rules and stuff. Like, you're not supposed to, like, walk and eat, and he would just be like, why not? That's so stupid. I'm able to do it.
Ooh, yeah. No, you're totally right about that. That'd be
he would be questioning all of the little, like, unspoken rules in society.
He would be fighting with
people.
Yeah,
if he started his, so what you're saying thing is in Japan.
Okay, so what you're saying is that even though I am able to walk over to there, and I can have my popsicle in my hand while I do that, I am not supposed to do that.
See, when Wheeler's gone, it's like he's not even gone because we just hash it
talk
out
about
so
him
much.
More.
Yeah, it's like it's
you guys
like,
talk
it's
about
like
me
Poochie.
When I'm gone?
Oh yeah,
a little bit. Yeah,
we're like, what do you think Dave's doing? Like at least when like off the air, at least once a day, mm-hmm. if you're like out or whatever, Rachel and I are just like, what do you think Dave's up to? You think he's like, you think he's like chilling? You think he's having fun?
But it's good to be back. Back in the zone, doing the DGS. I don't know what I'm saying. I took one of those supplement superstores. Yeah, absolutely. I'm back and I'm ready to rock and roll. No, I took one of those supplements that Wheeler's always talking about, and I'm starting to feel it. I'm starting to feel the rush, you know, the energy and the focus, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. Come on.
No, you will get, like, Wheeler has that, like, crazy, boundless energy. And after taking some of that stuff, I was like, oh, okay. So he's like a normal guy, but he takes this stuff and it gets him into the Wheeler zone.
Just spilled it all over myself. That's cool.
Are we gonna do Razor's Edge?
Yes, I have a few things I'd like to talk about for Razor's Edge. First off is facial recognition technology. I saw, maybe it was on 60 Minutes last night, I can't remember, but the television was on and they were talking about how in some NFL stadiums, they're using this to verify the identities of stadium workers, and it might be used in the future for fans or players. But I just thought it was kind of interesting because when I was going through customs, they would use facial recognition technology. So you'd go up, you'd scan your boarding pass, you'd scan your passport, and then some time goes by. And then when I was coming home, I was going through Dallas International Airport, their customs, and I just basically walked up to a camera. They took my picture, and then the customs guy was like, "Miss Zimmerman, how's it going?" And it was so weird because it's like, oh, you just saw my face, and it matched up, and you know all my information. It was kind of scary but kind of cool at the same time.
Have you seen the Biden stuff?
No.
So I won't get this nearly correct, but it's enough for you to go look it up somewhere. Biden today is suggesting that we no longer allow any sort of component, a smart component from China, Russia, places that we're not great friends with to go into our smart vehicles. Because they're afraid that they could steal your information. They're afraid that they could take over the cars. Like, it's kind of an interesting thought.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? That creates more jobs in the U.S. if we're making all of that stuff here. So I don't, you know, just based on what you just said, I don't really see a problem with it. But I'm sure there are some people that have a major problem. Okay, the other thing I wanted to bring up was, did you guys talk about this last week? There was an 8-year-old girl who stole her mother's car.
No, we didn't.
Okay, so she's 8 years old. She wanted to go to Target. So she wanted to have a girl's day, okay? So she took her mom's SUV. And she drove to a nearby Target. I think she got a Frappuccino. She spent like $400 at the Target buying various things.
Love it.
Yeah. Okay. And this is where I'm torn because remember a couple years ago, there was a kid who like stole a Ferrari or something.
And everyone was celebrating him.
Everyone was like so cute. And like Shaq came to see him and I'm a prude. So I'm like, we are teaching this little boy that it's okay to steal cars. But with the 8-year-old girl who went to Target, I'm like, this is kind of cute. Like she wanted to go get her nails done and get a Frappuccino and do some shopping.
How does an 8-year-old make purchases without a manager at Target saying, hey, where's your mom?
That is a very good question. I don't know the full story. I don't know how it ended. I think police eventually showed up because you can see video of her driving the SUVs. Sorry. Yeah, were you watching it just now?
No, I'm just picturing an 8-year-old girl driving a pickup.
Well, she's swerving around pretty good. I mean, she's an 8-year. I was so terrified of driving whenever I was a little kid. I would have nightmares that I would be behind the wheel of my mom's car and I wouldn't be able to stop it. But some kids are just fearless and they're able to do it. Yeah, it's a very strange situation, and I feel like a hypocrite because I do find this to be pretty funny and adorable. Now, if it was, you know, 4-year-old Blair doing this, I would be absolutely horrified and like, it's not funny. Let's not turn this into a viral story. But on another hand, you have to laugh at it, too. Just kind of funny. She wanted to have a girl's day. What can I say?
It's good advertising for Target.
Yeah, absolutely. Target's so good that you're going to drive there without a license and swipe your mom's credit card to
Although
get it done.
We would have been in trouble with our parents. Isn't it amazing to know that a kid can do something like that and not be in trouble? Like, I'm sure this kid's in no trouble with the law.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want her to, like, be behind bars or anything.
Lock her up. I think could learn a 30-day
hard walk.
Yeah, exactly. Maximum. Put her in the isolation.
Yeah, I wonder what the punishment is like at home. Like, did she just get her Nintendo Switch taken away, or is it a bigger deal than this? Like, who knows what's going on?
How would you have punished if Phoebe stole the Jeep and your credit card and drove to?
I would have been pretty gobsmacked. I'm not like, you know, when you're a parent, you have your innate parenting wheelhouses and paradigms. You kind of know which way you're going to go on this or that. I have no idea.
Yeah, it almost like transcends punishment.
It does.
Just like, you just had like, it was just, it, you had a journey. You had an event. It had a beginning, a middle, and an
there's
end.
There's really nothing you can do as a parent, I think, that's going to meet the level of that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, when I was 8, I stole my parents' car and I spent $400 at Target and I was grounded for a month. And well, I learned my lesson. I mean, there's just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what can you really be grounded from that much at 8 years old? Like, she probably doesn't have a cell phone, you know. What is it, like, you can't watch Teletubbies? I have no idea. Apparently, she drove for like 20 to 25 minutes, which that is honestly very
impressive. Just being able to get to Target's impressive.
That's very impressive. Like, if you told me get to a Target that's 25 minutes away and it wasn't my normal one, I'd be like, I don't know. But this little girl knew the route. It's pretty cool.
Okay. She's probably planning that heist for years. She's like, all right, here's
left at Maple.
Here's infill and exfill.
All right, final thing I wanted to talk about for Razor's Edge today. Just want to give a shout out to the people who feel comfortable having phone conversations in public. You know what? Especially at the airport where everyone's in the best mood ever. You guys rock. Don't ever change. Don't ever evaluate yourselves. Like, just keep on keeping on, because I envy your level of unself-awareness. Like,
the bravest among us.
Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Was it a bunch of people or a couple in particular?
It was a bunch of people. I was actually in an area where it was like, hey, you can go use this phone room if you need to get on the phone. Like, there's a little closet. And I did that to call my mom. No one else did. Everyone else was just like yapping on the phone next to me. And I'm going, okay, your conversation sounds really annoying when you can only hear one side of it. And everyone's talking louder because they're talking on the phone. I also, on one of my flights, it was a shorter flight we took, but someone, she was very sweet, but she like called her boyfriend, husband, like when we got on the plane. And then as soon as the plane landed, she's like very loudly talking to him. And I'm going, no one else is doing this. Like, I don't need you to like absolutely conform every time, but if no one else is being loud and no one else is causing a ruckus, like, why do you feel so comfortable doing this? I don't understand.
You wonder what percent is unawareness, true unawareness. Like, if you were to confront them, they'd be like, oh my God, I had no idea. I never put two and two together. And what percent is a-holishness? Because I've seen a lot of people, especially when Bluetooth were newer, I've seen men walk in and use a urinal and never break the conversation.
Yeah.
For real. And it's always the same kind of conversation. It's never just like, okay, yeah, I'll pick up some potatoes. It's like, you know, take the Cayman Island account.
Right.
And it's like, is there any even someone on the other side of this?
I did have a situation in the airport bathroom where I'm using the restroom in the stall, and then suddenly I hear in the stall next to me, okay, great, sounds good. She had been listening to someone talk for a long time, and she's on the phone, and then she's like, all right, talk to you later. And I'm going, you feel comfortable having this conversation in the closed stall? It was just so bizarre. It was so weird.
Can I tattle on my boy for a second because he's not here?
Yeah,
sure.
If I am at the urinal and the wonderful Kevin Wheeler comes in, he'll go into a stall and he'll keep talking. I tell him, I'm like, we can't do this. We can't do this, bud. And he's like, why not? Come on. Talk to me. We're in the middle of a conversation about Star Wars or whatever. And I'm like, buddy, I can't. We got to just pause it. We'll pick it up later.
You're trying to leave. He's like, no, stay.
He is. He's like, yeah, that's what I thought too. And it's like,
nope. That's a level of confidence I would.
That's what I'm saying.
I could live 100 years. I would never achieve that. 251 DGS on KMOX. Got Matt Pauly coming up. We have Dave Murray coming up. Dave's going to be live in studio on Friday. How long have it been since we've seen him? A couple years?
About a year. Yeah, he was here last summer. That's one of my favorite opening lines to a song ever, by the way.
Oh, me too. It's really good. Yeah, really good. This is weird. I have never been to Silver Dollar City.
Me neither.
I've never been particularly interested in going to Silver Dollar City. And last night I was watching TV and an ad came on, and it just got me.
You want to go now?
It just got me. Well, they're having the Heritage Fest, so it's all Halloween-y and stuff like that, so that kind of got me. But I was just like, you know, you're 60 years old, you're from St. Louis, you've never been to Silver Dollar City? Come on.
I'm going the day after Thanksgiving, if everybody just wants to meet me down there.
Sure. Mm. Save me a place in
That'll
line.
Be fun.
Yeah, Silver Dollar City show trip.
Be a good time to see it.
Yeah, I think so. We're mostly going down there to see the lights. The lights look really nice. And then I want to do the Dixie Stampede, but the Dixie Stampede is unbelievably expensive.
So really?
We'll probably skip
like how much-ish?
Like 80, 90 bucks per ticket.
But you get a whole chicken.
You get a whole chicken and some buttery corn or whatever.
I'm still waiting to hear the downside.
And they get the horse show or whatever. But I just feel like that's really expensive. Now,
yeah, it is.
It can't be a compare. You can't compare them, of course. But, of course, my beloved Medieval Times, only like $60 a ticket.
If you go, well, you are going. Mm. If you want to go to the Dixie Stampede, I will pay for it.
No.
Yes.
Andrew's like, I couldn't. Oh, well, okay.
I will cover you at the Stampede.
We'll consider it.
That's a yes.
Well, because the other thing is that I was laughing because I was like, well, surely, because, you know, my wife has a milk allergy. And I was laughing because I was like, surely they'll have something for you here. So I go on the website and I'm looking over like the menu options, and it is almost like a cartoon. It's like extra creamy milk soup.
Yeah, right.
And buttery corn.
Dancing, brother.
And buttery biscuit and extra buttery cream chicken. And it's like, wow, okay, I take it back. Yeah, no, you're right. I forgot where I was going.
Mm-hmm. I've only been to Branson once, and it's not my vibe. But it is undeniably impressive.
It's very cool.
Any of that stuff is neat. Anytime you can go somewhere that has like a strip or whatever. I kind of feel that way about the dam at the Lake of the
Bagnell.
Ozarks too. Yeah, the Bagnell Dam strip. Like it's fun to have that. Like anytime there's like just a row of like fun stuff all in a row and restaurants and bars and attractions and stuff. I always think those are neat.
I went to Branson a couple of summers ago with the fam, and we went to a place called Top of the Rock, which was very, very fun. It's like the Bass Pro Shop guys. Like,
it's amazing.
It was amazing. I was like, okay, I'll go. It'll be fun. I had the best time, and I would love to go back.
Okay, we will have to hit that.
Yeah, it's very fun.
I'm a big fan of Bass Pro Shops. Have you been to Bourbon Street, Dave? Bourbon Street's kind of...
Yeah, I have. Twice.
Bourbon Street is interesting because there's a really bad crime problem in Memphis, but it's all kind of localized. Like, they prey on tourists in certain spots down there. So it's funny, like, walking around Bourbon Street and you see, you know, drunk people stumbling around and stuff. And then
New Orleans.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean Beale Street is what I was thinking of in Memphis. But Bourbon Street's great, too. But Beale Street.
You must have had some of that Wheeler drink. You are focused in.
But you can just like see people like lurking in the alleyways waiting for like drunk people to stumble down. And it's not even like violent crime. Like I saw one happen where the guy was
poking
just
the
like,
belly and run.
Yeah, well, no, the guy was just like
he's doing the thing. He's like, "What's on your shirt?"
Boing, and then they run off. No, they were like, "Hey, just stand right there." And the drunk guy's like standing there waving. He's like, "Okay, great." And he just reaches in and like kind of takes his wallet out. And he's like, "All right, off you go."
That's a kind way of stealing someone's money.
Yeah,
and
I was like,
effects.
"Okay, all right." I see what you're doing. I see what you guys are up to.
Andrew's like, "That was very nice of you, sir."
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.